Crystal Churcher is a chair of the Association of Alberta Child Care Entrepreneurs, and she joins us on the line today. Crystal, thank you very much for joining us. Rolling child care closures are happening all across Alberta. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that these rolling closures are happening.
Well, I think this has been something that we, you know, have been planning. Our membership has been actively putting together this campaign for the last month, you know, with the hopes that we wouldn't get to this point. But here we are. And, you know, the support today from operators, from parents, from, you know, members of our association, but also from members of other associations, even actually associations and operators from across the country are reaching out to us, just, you know, expressing support and just real gratitude for us bringing awareness to the issues.
The stance is there. We do understand that. But I ask you, Crystal, how easy or how difficult is it to understand the perspective of the clients? Because it's I'm thinking pretty much them that is being affected because they have to make alternate plans.
They do. And, you know, we're super sympathetic. The last thing we want to do as childcare who, you know, work for parents and care about children is interrupt the lives of parents and children. But we feel that we are at such a critical junction right now with this $10 a day program that if we don't actually put the brakes on and stop parents so they can understand the issues, that parents are going to be in such a state of crisis in childcare coming up that they will be looking back to us and saying, why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you do something to make sure that we understood how this was rolling out and the impact it was going to have on our children? So we do feel that as inconvenienced as some parents might be today, that this is a critical turning point for childcare in Alberta and across the country.
In your perspective here, Crystal, do you believe that the $10 a day child care and everything becoming the way that you think it should, is it attainable?
No. I honestly don't believe that the way it's structured right now from a federal perspective, the way it was underfunded from the beginning when it rolled out across the country, and then the way it's been kind of dropped into each province with a pot of money without any clear expectations or instructions on how to make it successful, we are just going down this path to destroying the quality of our childcare system in Alberta and across the country. We're going to see limited access for families to childcare. We already have massive wait lists across the province. You know, operators are coming to us daily and telling us they have 500 to 700 families already on wait lists. And, you know, if operators are not raising alarms by saying we can't stay open long term the way this program is structured, those wait lists are just going to get longer and parents will have very limited choices, very little access to high quality, affordable child care.
Crystal, from the association's perspective, what do you believe are the next steps from now going forward?
Well, I think we need to start by, you know, as a province, really truly listening, not making judgments on one association or one operator, you know, saying things in media that really discredit people because they're trying to bring a voice to this. We need to come at this from a place that we are supporting the parents and the children that we serve as either the Minister of Children and Service, Children and Family Services or as child care operators. And we need to find some solutions that are going to stay within the guardrails of whatever the province has agreed to with the federal government, but also respect parental choice in child care and ensure that parents are given the things that they were promised under this program, which is high quality and affordable child care and access to that affordable child care. So I think we need to really get back to the table here as a province and make sure that we are working for the best interests of our parents and our Alberta children, and not just doing this to make sure that we continue to get money from the federal pot.
Crystal Churcher is the chair of the Association of Alberta Child Care Entrepreneurs. Crystal, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me today. Have a good day.